Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight on Blog Talk Radio, and we are excited to be back for the new year. We're excited to be back, to be able to get back to doing D&K. We got a great program for you tonight, and I'm just excited. I'm just full of the Holy Spirit. I don't know where we're going tonight. We have a plan. I'm gonna stick to the topic tonight, but it's just good to be back on Blog Talk Radio. It's good to be back with D&K. We took a little all of December off and a couple weeks in January, and it's just good to be back. We got a powerful word on tonight, and I just want to put people on notice even before we even get started. We're going to have an impact. Every week we come on, it's going to be an impact. We're not holding back. We're just coming right out, and we're going to give you what God gave us, and we're going to be led by the Holy Spirit, and we're just going to give it the way God gives it to us. So we're not going to be apologetic, and you know, we're just coming out. And the same way the devil tried to take us out, we're going to try to take him out by doing it with the word of God and doing what God has set up for us to do. So we're claiming victory this year. And we're going to be about our Father's business all the way around in all that we do. We're going to be about his business. And if the word says it, then that's what we're going to stand on. If the word said do it, then that's what we're going to stand on. So we're going to move forward with tonight. Again, I'm excited. It's been a minute since I've been able to talk. So I'm going to try to be a little different tonight. I do got one surprise I've been holding on to for a minute. You know, I normally come on and thank my sponsors, but I'm only thanking one sponsor tonight, and that will be Disney. Will be sponsoring us from here on out. So I want to send a shout out to them. I'm expecting a call. I don't know if I'm going to get it, but I'm expecting a call from someone from Disney to welcome us on the board. And sometime in April, May, D&K will be on the road in Disney, and we're going to do a live show from Disney, just to let you know what we're dealing with and how we're going to be hitting this year. I know people are thinking, well, oh, you're going to, yeah, we're going, but we're going to take care of the Lord's business. So I'm just going to leave that at that. I have my right hand, my co-host, my wife, Miss Kay, that's with me tonight. You there?
I'm here. Good evening.
Yeah, good
Happy
evening
Monday
to you as well.
Man.
Say that again.
I said happy Monday to everybody.
Okay, I just want to make sure we had a good mic on you. All right, happy Monday to you too and everyone out there that's listening to us. We're going to, that's all I really had to say, and we're going to get into it tonight. My wife's going to open us up in prayer. We're going to get into the topic, and we're going to be talking about, is it the anointing or is it a wanting? And I can't wait to get into this, but I'm going to turn it over to Miss Kay, and she's going to open us up in prayer, and we're going to get into it. If you're not doing anything, let everybody know that we are on Blog Talk Radio. They can reach us at 845-277-9094, or you can go online at www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver. Nothing has changed, and you want to go online and listen to us, that's how you can find us as well. And with that being said, at the end of the show, we have a bunch of different things we got coming up. And I'll say that for the end. So with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to my wife. She's going to pray, and we're going to get right into it. She's going to jump right into it. And again, the topic is it the anointing or is it a warning?
All right. Father God, we come to you this evening, first of all, wanting to ask for forgiveness for anything that we've done, said, thought, anything that's in our heart that's not like you. We ask that you come in and remove it, clean us up from the inside out. Lord, we thank you for just keeping us. Thank you for giving us breath in our bodies, Lord. Thank you for the activities of our limbs. A lot of people are going through situations right now. Lord, you know every household and every situation, every circumstance that they face. Ask that you touch them right now, comfort them right now, Lord, like only you can. We ask that you touch the hearts of the people who have lost loved ones. Help them understand your will. Guide them, comfort them, strengthen them. Just let them know that with you, everything will be all right. The goal in this life, Lord, is to make it to heaven. And to make it to heaven, we have to do what we need to do on earth. So tonight, Lord, we ask that you let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, we want to win souls. We're not here for entertainment or anything that's not of you. Let everything that we do lift you up and edify you on this night and many nights to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to get right into, I know everybody's heard by now or even maybe seen the video of Pastor Todd with this situation where he was preaching and he used his brother as an example when he spit on in his hands and wiped it on his brother's eyes in reference to the blind man. Now, seeing that clip, it was disgusting. And I had to go, and I'm like, okay, I like Pastor Todd, so let me see what this is about. I listened to the whole sermon, and in its entirety, the whole sermon is great. Clear vision. It's a great sermon. I just wish in that one little part that he would have used something different, maybe some oil, some water, something different than what he used. Especially with COVID going on, I understand it was his brother, but spitting is a nasty act. And you are not God. You're not Jesus. So our First Lady preached. It's funny, our First Lady preached that Sunday before all of this came out. She had preached a similar message, and it was just so funny that he ended up speaking on the same thing. And I'm just like, I don't think he thought that part out. And what I like about it, he apologized. He said he went back, he looked at it, and it was disgusting. So I'm not going to hold him at that level of I don't want to ever watch him again or see, because it doesn't look like he was coming for that particular status of making a name and being seen and showboating. And when I listened to the whole message, it didn't look like he was coming from that direction. So I understand we take bits and pieces of things that people do and we run with it and we just say, oh, that's nasty and that's what's wrong with the church. I mean, it could be church people talking bad about it and it could be non-church people talking bad about it. So either way it go, it was disgusting, bottom line, and it was uncalled for. So just like him, we all make mistakes in this life. We all do things that we need to be corrected for. He's just on a higher platform, and it was shown to everybody. So, of course, he's going to be held to a higher standard. But at the same time, we as individuals, before we put our mouth on other people, we need to check where we're at. Because a lot of us out here doing the same thing on a smaller scale. So we're going to be talking about tonight, is it the anointing or a wanting? So a lot of the times, I was talking to my husband about, you know, sometimes you can hear somebody sing a song or, you know, especially in the secular world, like you'll hear a song and it's like, wow, they can blow. And it's like, wow, they can sing. And a lot of people get their gifts and talents mixed up. They think somebody that has a gift and a talent that they're anointed. And I've heard people say, oh, the anointing was all. And I'm like, how is the anointing on somebody who doesn't claim to walk the walk? And I'm just going to be truthful, because a lot of us say, well, you don't know their life and you don't know what they're doing behind. You don't know their relationship. That might be true, but you're going to know by their fruit if they're following the Lord. So I'm just talking about there is no fruit there. And you know, based off of what you can see, what they're doing. There's a difference between the anointing and gifts and talent. And a lot of the times, you know, people in the church, the service can be full with somebody who is very talented. The praise leader could be very talented. The musicians could be very talented. They know how to entertain. They know how to stir people up. They know how to get us emotional. There is no anointing there, then I question what's really going on, because the anointing is going to break yoke. The anointing is going to stir up some things. There's going to be some chains broken, some strongholds broken. There's a difference between crying out in the spirit versus just being happy because that person knows how to sing and you want to get your dance up. I'm a pause and let my husband say something. Go ahead. I feel like I'm talking a lot.
No, you're
good.
You're good.
Okay.
I'm here. You're good. You are good. I had my phone muted. You was doing good. I wish you just would have went ahead in a little deeper before I get started. But what you're saying is, and just so I can clarify and try to make it even more simpler, and I'm going to use this word. You have fans of Christ and you have followers of Christ. And this is really what we're talking about tonight. And you're talking about basically people being fans, fanatics. And those people don't really follow their team. They just bandwagon jumpers. They just like the hype. They just like when you win, but you're really not a follower. You can't tell the history. And when you get into the anointing, that's something totally different. And you have to understand the anointing is going to have an effect. Most people, you know, when you go sing or you and they touch, yeah, they're good, but it don't have an effect. It make you feel good, but it doesn't make you want to change. It doesn't bring conviction. That's when you're in the Holy Spirit. That's the difference. And you have a lot of people that go to church because they're fans of church. They're fans. You got a lot of preachers preaching because they're fans of the applause. They're fans of the amens. But there's no anointing behind it because, like you said, you go by the fruits that they bear. They're not bearing no fruit. But you can get an amen because people go amen because they're a fan of coming to church. It's like a religion. Preacher say something, amen, and you don't even know what you amen, and you're just saying it. And it's very important that we understand moving forward, especially in 2022, that you don't be a fan of Christ, but you be a follower. You just don't, and a lot of people just want it. You know, you got people who can sing, and they do have the talent, but they don't have the anointing. And it's like that with preachers. You got people who learned how to preach, but there's no anointing behind it. You can preach 1 minute and go to a restaurant and get drunk on some wine, knowing what the Bible says about being drunk. And I'm not talking about drunk in the spirit. They're more drunk on the alcohol in the spirits than they are with the word of God. So, you know, I don't want to get off the subject, but go ahead.
I'm going to make one more point. I'm sorry, I keep coughing. So, all right, I'm going to make one more point. You know, I'm going to speak on just this music part for a minute, and then I'm going to move on to a different point. But in music, you know, a lot of the times when we hear somebody sing well, you hear people say, oh, they gave me chills, or I felt goosebumps, or, you know, I felt that. And it's like, okay, if they not saved and following the Lord, what are you feeling? So what are you actually feeling? That's what I want to know. And I'm not asking that to say that I haven't experienced the same thing, because I have. I like Whitney, and I like Whitney's music. There's a lot of singers that, you know, they hit them notes. It's like, whoa, you know. So when I say this, I'm not coming across, I don't want to come across like I never experienced this. But I'm like, what are you feeling? What is that actually called? Are you that entertained? Are we that entertained, or are we that caught up in our emotions that we're riding with that? And I know there are spirits attached to the music. So are we tapping into a different spirit that's not of God? Those are some questions that I would have. And, you know, many people follow leaders. Like you were just saying, a lot of people know how to preach, and they know how to do the theatrics and get the people hype. They're entertainers. A lot of people following entertainers because they like the way they sound, or they like how they bring the message across. At the end of the day, are they having altar call? Are they calling people to Christ? Are they leading people to Christ? Or is it just entertainment? And you see a lot of people, they're following these people because they're caught up in the people and not God. So it's important not to get tripped up and follow the man of God. You have to follow God. We're not supposed to put our faith in no man. You know, we're not supposed to do that, because as men, we all make mistakes, and we do need to keep our eyes on Christ. So, and we got to see God for ourselves. You can't just follow the crowd and do what's in and what's relevant at the time, and, oh, this person over here got it popping, or this person over here got it popping, and you like a yo-yo, and you go from this place to that place. You have to seek God for yourself. You got to get into the Word for yourself, because at the end of the day, the relationship that you have with the Lord is what's going to matter. It's not going to matter that you went to this service and that service and you followed this particular pastor who is on this pedestal, or you followed this particular artist who you're not going to get there by doing that. You have to make it a personal commitment. You have to spend time with God and make it a one-on-one thing. Focus on the things that God has for you to do. Focus on the message and not the messenger, if I can say that. A lot of the times we focus on the messenger and we can miss the message. Everybody orders Amazon. I know I order Amazon. Do you think I care what the Amazon driver has on, or what the Amazon driver did in their vehicle on their way over here? I'm just going to want them to bring me my package. So with that being said, it's important to know that you got to trust God with his message, what he's saying. And a lot of times you got a lot of messengers who's sending out the wrong message. Now, you do have some that's giving you the word, pure form, no adding to, no taking away. But those churches aren't the ones that are filling up, because we like to be entertained. We got too many people out here serving themselves. They're serving themselves. They're making a profit off of themselves. They're using their talents and resources as a way to gain profit, instead of, you know, pouring the profit into the house of the Lord and helping the community. You got people going to church and they can't even get help with nothing, because all the money is lining somebody else's pocket. So it's important to make sure when you are out here and let's say you're looking for a church or you're, even if you're in a church, make sure the man of God is giving you what the words say. You don't need no fluff, nothing to the word. Let the word be the word. You want to say something?
I was waiting for you to go into the scriptures, but I'm going to just say this here. And I did listen to Pastor Todd, and I don't want to make it about him because I'm looking at it totally differently and how everyone came out against him and saying it was nasty, this, that, and the other. And even you yourself and even me went to listen to the message. And because he did what he did, and I wish he wouldn't apologize. And one thing I live by when I preach, when I'm done preaching, the Holy Spirit gave it to me. But I'm just saying it could have been. I'm not going to get into who's the Holy Spirit or not. But what I'm saying is, so many people commented. So many people looked into it. This man doing something that Jesus did. And I'm looking at it, and yeah, it was wrong. I'm not making excuses, but it was wrong how he did it. And that's between him and the Lord to take place. And now here you have all these sideline fans, fanatics, won't give their opinion on how the word's supposed to be preached. When this man, if you listen to the whole message from beginning to end, okay, he could have left that out, you know, but my whole point is this. Is we're so quick when someone make a mistake and we want to put them under a microscope like they're Jesus. He's not Jesus. And yeah, he made a mistake. He probably made another mistake somewhere along the line, you know, and we all do. And that's the point. But when our mistakes is public, now you got everybody, all these fans wanting to say he was wrong. And that's like, you know, who are we to throw stones at when we ain't clean ourselves? Now, all this man did was do the illustration of what Jesus did. And, yeah, it was nasty. I'm not taking that away. But what about other illustrations that Jesus did and people try to get a point across? My point is this. People are going to make mistakes. Preachers are going to make mistakes. But I'm in that fraternity when you preach the word of God, you preach the word of God, and then when you're done, you're done. Now, if people can't receive it and accept it and maneuver through it, that's fine. I made mistakes plenty of times preaching, and the last thing I want to hear is for someone to come up to tell me that I made a mistake because it's not their job to do that. That's the Holy Spirit's job. And this is when you talk about people want a position in the Lord and they're not qualified to have it because they're not anointed. And if you look at everybody's sermon from beginning to end, I'm quite sure you can find something that's wrong with it.
So I understand. You gotta say what the Lord gives you, no matter what, no matter you, as long as it's what the Bible is saying and it's from the Lord, you have to do what the Spirit of the Lord is telling you to do. On a side note, spitting on someone, well, you spitting in your hands and wiping on someone, that particular act right there, that at the end of the day, no matter which way you spin it, no matter which way you say it, was nasty. And when you choose to be in a platform where you have hundreds of thousands of people, then you open yourself up to hundreds of thousands of people's opinions. And I'm not saying that I'm going to stop listening to him or watching his sermons, because I'm not, because I like his teaching style. But that one little part could have been left out. And that,
I agree with
that
you.
Was a distraction. That was just a distraction to to make us miss the whole point of what he was saying. And that's what people do. They're going to stick to that little part. So even in our own life, people are going to take one mistake that we did, that we may have did, and they're going to hold us to that.
Okay, when you say that, but when you say that, that one mistake, they're going to hold us to that. Well, who got the problem, the person that made the mistake or the person that's holding them to the mistake? Because if I'm not mistaken, as a little boy, I know my mother, and if I'm not going to be my father sometime, lick their thumb on their tongue to wipe stuff out of my eye. And if I'm not mistaken, that's the same thing as spitting.
That is not literally taking and doing a hawker and putting it in your hand.
Okay, but what I'm saying
and
is,
as parents, that wasn't his child. That was his brother.
It wasn't his brother.
That was a grown man. That was a grown man. That was not a little kid that he was wiping dry inside of the eye. It was not a little kid.
So would I be wrong? I just want to ask a question, and then I want
it's
you to move on because I don't want to get into this.
The thing is, this day and age that we live in, there's COVID, you know, and that's just like, it's just a show of, see, you didn't make a wise decision in that little part right there because,
okay, but see, you're making, what I'm saying is, I want you to continue to do what you was focused on doing. I don't want to get off on that. But I just want to put this out there. Next time we in church and we see a mother take her thumb and lick something off her baby's eye, I think we ought to be calling children's services because it's a nasty act. Because of COVID. And see, that's my point. Well, okay, that's my point.
This man literally spit. He didn't touch his tongue and wipe something from his brother's eyes.
It's the same thing.
His brother can do it himself. No, you're talking about a kid and you're talking about a grown person.
Okay.
Come on now.
Okay. I just want you to continue to do what you're saying.
I don't want to stay on that part, but that's nasty.
Right. Well, go ahead.
All right. Let me give a scripture, Isaiah 10:27. This scripture actually defines the anointing as a burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. And a lot of the times, you know, the anointing, there's a song, The Anointing Makes a Difference in My Life. The anointing should make a difference in your life. It shouldn't be about you anymore. It shouldn't be about your agenda and what you want and what everything that you do should be how to please God. That's the goal. Like I said earlier, we got too many people serving themselves. We shouldn't be serving ourselves. We should be serving other people. That's what we should be doing. We got too many people out here wanting the spotlight on them instead of the divine light within them. They want that light. You know, like if you on the stage, you want the light on you instead of the light from within coming out. They want themselves to be visible. They feel that themselves being visible out there, it's all about me. Look at me. I know how to preach here, or I know how to sing this song, or I know how to be the best usher in the place. Everybody plays a position in the Lord's house, and to be honest, the position that you play at the end of the day, it should lead people to Christ, to you. It shouldn't be about your agenda and what you want to do and what your goals are and your five-year plan to become from deacon to elder to pastor to bishop. It should be about, okay, Lord, how do you want to use me? Let the Lord order your steps. So many people ordering their own steps and they're not letting the Lord order their steps. They want it so bad. They want the spotlight on them. They want it to just be me, instead of letting the Spirit lead and guide. And you're not gonna go far. You may go far in this world, and you may make a name for yourself in this world, but at the end of the day, what's really going to matter? not right now, your name. Does the Lord know your name? The world may know your name, but if he doesn't know your name, it's going to amount to nothing. So it's important to make sure that we're following and we're letting the anointing lead us and guide us, not what we want to do. We should be saying, Lord, whatever your will is for my life, your will, not our will. We have to let our flesh die daily and let the Lord lead us and guide us.
You know, when you talk about the anointing and people having the anointing, and when you talk to someone that has the anointing that can sing, when you talk to someone that has the anointing that can preach, when you talk to someone that has the anointing that are operating in the anointing, that knows how to operate in the anointing in certain situations, when you talk to that person, you're going to understand that that person that has the anointing also has a story. And that's why God is using them, because they have a story. And a lot of people who can just sing, but they have no story. They have no anointing. They just have the talent. And most people that have an anointing, the reason you get chills is because they're speaking or they're singing or they're preaching or they're ministering through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. They went through something. They had to go through some things to get to understand how to move. And most people that have the anointing, it isn't about them. It's never about them. Even though people want to make it about them, that's people doing that. But people who have the anointing never makes it about themselves. They're always ministering because of what they had to go through to get the anointing or to keep the anointing or to be led by the anointing. You never know no one's story until you really hear it. And a lot of people want it, but they don't have the story because they don't never open up the book or never follow the book. They're not followers of Christ. They're fans of Christ. And there's a big difference. When you're following Christ, you're going to have some moments where the anointing is going to get you out of some situations. The anointing of Christ is going to, you're going to go through some things. Everyone that followed Christ went through something, They had some battles. They had something. But when you're a fanatic and when you're a fan, you just bandwagon. You know how to say amen. You know how to say hallelujah. You can shout with the best of them. You can sing with the best. You're just fans. You don't know nothing about Christ, and Christ don't know nothing about you. If my wife was to ask me the history, and I'm just going to use this as a point, and I'm going to be quiet, of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm not a fan of the Steelers. I'm a follower. I know the history. I know how many Super Bowls they went through. I know how many losing seasons they've had. I'm a follower of them. I know all about my team, not just when they're winning. Most people don't know nothing until a team starts winning. Then they want to jump on the bandwagon. They don't know the history. They just know, oh, I like this team because they're winning. And when you go to church on Sunday, and it should make every person that has the anointing upset, because you see a bunch of fans there that don't know how to follow Christ. But they know how to holler and scream. And hollering and screaming ain't going to get you to heaven. I'm going to tell you that right now. You can holler all you want. You can scream and dance all you want. That's not going to get you to heaven. It's not. It's good that you can do it if you're doing it and you're doing it for the right reason. But if you're doing it for the wrong reason, it's not going to get you nothing. You're just a fanatic fan. And as soon as hard times hit, you don't have a scripture to go to. You blaming other people for the situations you're going through because you are a fanatic fan of religion. I'm going to be preaching that pretty soon, but I'm just letting you know tonight. A lot of people think they got the anointing. You don't have the anointing. You're just a fanatic fan that know how to hoop and holler.
A lot of people have been taught how to do that. Because they're so used to saying, okay, well, you know, I know little kids that know how to shout. They know how to do everything that the preacher does, everything that the first lady does, everything that the usher, they know how to play every part in the church, and they could run it right down to you because they're taught that. And the older you get, if there's no change within, you're just mimicking what you used to see. This day and age, this 2022, we have to stop playing and get real. Because you playing church, you mimicking what you learned when you were little, that's not going to work. It's so many people out here losing their lives, dropping like in, I was telling my husband earlier, like in like groups. It's not like one here. It's like three at a time, four at a time. It's like so many people are losing their lives. It is time to stop playing with the Lord. It's time to stop playing. If you don't get nothing else from tonight, please stop playing with the Lord. Get yourself right with the Lord. If you're doing something that you need help with, cry out to him. Ask him to lead people into your life that will help you if you don't know how to do it on your own. Surround yourself with people you know who are after Christ. You may have to change your whole environment. You may have to change your friends, your circle. But my heart's desire is for you to seek the Lord for yourself, because I don't want nobody to be lost. And it doesn't matter what you did yesterday. It doesn't matter what you did this morning. If you hear me right now, this is right now. Get it together right now while you have breath in your body, because too many people play in church. And too many people don't want to go to church because they see the people playing church. Get it together. Stop playing. Let's get ourselves lined up with what the Lord is telling us to do and go after the Lord and seek him like never before, because time is running out. This COVID is no joke. I had COVID. My husband had COVID. And it's by the grace of God that it didn't affect us to the extent of it affecting other people. The effects that I experienced, that my husband experienced, this is no joke. This disease is wiping people out. Believers, non-believers, young, old, it does not matter. So please, let's do something different. Try it. Just try the Lord. I'm telling you, just try the Lord. Pick up your word. If you don't know where to go, where to start, let's just start with, how are you feeling today? Okay, go Google that. Get you some scriptures to back that up, to help you in whatever situation that you're facing. Because there is an answer. We Google everything else. You can Google some scriptures on how you're feeling, or what you're trying to do, what you need help with. Google it. Get you some scriptures. There is help. The word of God is available at your fingertips. So that's a side note. I'm sorry. I just want people to seek the Lord. Just seek, because he is waiting on us. Everybody, well, I'm waiting on God to do this. He's waiting on you to get it together. And stop playing.
See, the thing about what you're saying, and you make a point where people playing this, that, and the other, and I'm going to keep it right there in the church house, because we are believers and we're followers of Christ, and one of the things I'm guilty of is we don't want to be chastised. So we pretend that we got it together. And when we hear that word to come and chastise us, to clean us up, we put a deaf ear to it. And that's a very dangerous game to play, especially in today's – right, exactly. And I'm getting to there. When we're getting there is because we want the world. We want some of this flesh. We don't want to let it go. And see, the thing that I have to learn is I have to let some things, some people go. Everyone can't go to the next season with you. We in wintertime. When you go to wintertime, you change your clothes. When you're, and this is, I'm going spiritual with this too. Some seasons, people can't go with you in certain seasons because they're going to be a hindrance and they're going to cause you to mess up. Now you say, well, how are they going to cause you to mess up? Because you're having a hard time struggling with it yourself. And I'm speaking from experience. There's certain things that I like. There's certain things I don't like. And when the Holy Spirit convicts me, I've learned. I told my wife this a few weeks ago. I've been in the dark on some things. And to you really start getting sick of yourself, and you don't need people to help you. This is something that you have to do as an individual. You have to get so tired of you that you just turn it over to the Lord. And the part that's going to be hard is changing seasons. Everyone can't go with me this season. You're going to see a different Elder Oliver than you saw before, but you can't roll with me because you can't hang with me in this season because I'm about my Father's business. And if you're going to bring darkness around me, I have to let you go. We can, and friendship and fellowship is two different things. We can fellowship all day in the church, but if you're my friend, when I'm down and out, you're going to bring that chastisement to me, that word to me, so I can get better. But if you're going to come and encourage me that I'm okay, that's the difference. We surround ourselves with people who enable us to be convicted by Christ. And what we're really doing is we're shutting Christ out when we need to be letting him in. And because we think we got it together on the other side, you can't serve two masters. It's impossible. Either you got it or you don't. And it's just that simple. Either you have the anointing or you don't have it. You have a wanting of it. And some people only have the anointing when it's convenient for them. But if you can't have the anointing 24/7, something's wrong. I guess I've been watching a lot of football lately because I've been in the house. And it's very easy to get caught up in certain things that you're not even prepared for or that you want to be caught up in. You know, a lot of people are going to be gambling. They got these blocks coming out for the Super Bowl. You have all these Super Bowl parties that's going to have out. You're going to have a lot of stuff. If you're not able to handle it, okay, you can't bring that part into your season right now. You need to be somewhere else. Because that's going to separate you from Christ. And as my wife just stated, people are leaving like they never left before. It don't necessarily have to be COVID. It could be a car accident. Or you could just drop dead. It doesn't really matter. And I'm not blaming COVID for this, that, or the other, but if God is trying to tell us, we need to get it right now. Either you got it or you don't. Either you're walking in the anointing or you're not. And just for some of the folks that's out there that's fanatics, you can't go to church and say you're praising the Lord and be a fanatic and then have an attitude because someone does something or because they even get your name called. I'm just going to say it, and I could be wrong and really don't care, but you're phony. You're phony. And you got a lot of phony people in the church. You got a lot of sick people in the church that know right from wrong. I ain't talking about babies in Christ or newbies. I'm talking about people been in church a long time. This church mess is going to cause y'all to go to hell. Now, you take it for what it's worth. But I'm going to say this, going in 2022, I think me and my wife qualified enough. The hell we've been through the last few weeks, last few months, I'm just telling you, you better get it right. So we're not promised tomorrow. And don't think because you know me, I'm going to put you in heaven at your funeral. You do that every day that you live your life. You preach in your own funeral. And I hope I'm touching someone tonight because hey, hell is real. As soon as you slip out of this world, you're going to be in eternity. That's all I got, wife. I'm done.
All right. Well, to add to that, you know, God doesn't need any more people to parade or to put on a show or entertain or even to peddle his word. He doesn't need anybody doing that. He wants people to speak the true word of God. He wants people who are sincerely trying to draw people to Christ, who have a heart for people. He wants to use willing vessels. He don't want people to be doing stuff just to be seen. He wants you to do it from the heart. Say what the scriptures say. Don't add to it. Don't take away. The scriptures are designed to heal people that are hurting, to encourage people, to strengthen people, to tell us when we're in the wrong and we need correction. The scriptures is designed to break chains, to break strongholds. So if you're going to service, you know, how we do, day in and day out, year after year, and there is no change, no change, no breakthrough, you're still going through, either you're being entertained in service or you're entertaining yourself and not welcoming the full deliverance of Christ. So either you're going to continue to be entertained, let it tickle your ears and say, oh, service is good. Oh, the pastor preached today. And then you go back to doing what you've been doing before the doors open. Or you're going to say, you know what, I want to change. I don't want to keep doing this. I don't want to keep living this way. I want to be fully delivered. That's the anointing. The anointing is what is going to break your chains and the yokes and the strongholds and the anointing. You can want it all day long, but you have to get on your face and seek the Lord. And the Lord knows if you're being real or not. You can stand up in front of a whole crowd and you can look and appear like you're saying the right things. But is your heart saying what your mouth is uttering? If it's not lining up, if your heart is not lining up with the words that are coming out of your mouth, I encourage you to talk to the Lord. Spend some time with him to make sure that your words and your heart are lining up to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. His anointing. We've been doing our wanting this whole time. We've been doing what we want to do, doing stuff our way. We need to do it the Lord's way. We need to do it the Lord's way. The light in you needs to be greater than the light that's shining on you. The light in you is not going to matter if your friends say, oh, she was nice, and everybody around you say how nice you are, and, oh, they're so sweet. And God is like, okay, you're playing with people. Don't let people's words and puffing you up and putting you on a pedestal make you think that your visibility equals significance, because you're going to want to make sure that you're lining up with the Lord, making sure that your heart is right, because at the end of the day, you want the Lord's light to shine. It's not about us. It's about him. And all avenues of our life should lead people to Christ. On your job, in your house, amongst your friends, going out to dinner, anywhere that you go, it should be a reflection of Christ. If you one way here and one way there, check yourself. Ask the Lord to show you the areas that you need to clean up. Ask the Lord to remove the things that are not of him from you. So that way, the anointing will be able to flow. and the Lord can use you for his glory. You got to be satisfied with what the Lord gives us instead of seeking satisfaction in what we want. Because we're never going to be satisfied. Never. The Lord is the only one that can fill the voids that we have in our life. Sex can't do it. Your honey boo-boo can't do it. Food can't do it. Whatever you flicking on the TV or on your computer can't do it. The Lord is the only thing that can fill the voids in our life. So seek the anointing of God. Get into his word and let him, let the Spirit of God reign on you and in you. And I'm going to close with this scripture, Psalm 37 and 4. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Seek the Lord. Everything that we need is from him. Seek him, and everything else will fall into place. That's all I'm going to say. Go ahead, husband. I think you on mute because we can't hear you.
Because I keep muting.
All right. There you go.
We're not going to entertain a lot. I think what we said was pretty meat and potatoes. And we have to, and as me and my wife sit up here, we have to, if we're going to talk about it, we have to be about it. And we have to live a certain way. And I'm not going to be distracted by a lot of nonsense. Because, you know, after I get done preaching or teaching, it's always one or two or three in a bunch that wants to criticize like they did to this man, Pastor Todd. Now, what he did was nasty and ignorant, and I'm not against that. What I'm against is all the negativity that came behind this one little act. It was on the radio, it was on the news, it's all on social media, and people saying that nothing couldn't get slapped. But the thing is this, even though he's not Jesus, if Jesus wanted to spit in your eye so you could see better, would you have an attitude with it? It's just a question. I don't need your answer. But if Jesus had to spit in my eyes, in my nasty eyes, with my nasty vision, so I could see clear, or would I be one of the ones to be like, no, you ain't, that's nasty. Sometimes, in order to be a follower of Christ, this is spiritual. I'm not talking about really spitting in somebody's eyes. I'm talking about sometimes, in order for you to clear, sometimes you do need to be spit on. And I'm not talking about no physical spit. Sometimes your little dirty laundry need to come out so people can see who you really are, so you can clean yourself up. Jesus was not so good. We didn't got too good for ourselves to say spit is nasty. Jesus did it. Spit, and that man was able to see. And sometimes your little nasty, or let me say this, not your, I'm sorry, my little nasty, sometimes someone needs to spit in my eye. And before I can say it's nasty or anything else, maybe I can see clear. If my wife come at me and tell me I'm doing something that's not right, but yet I consider it spit, that's spit. And I'm going to look at it like that. I've done it. I've been there before. So before you get on your high horse and judge someone for doing something, no. You may need some spit on you. And I'm not talking about from a man. I'm talking about from Jesus. And when Jesus spit on that man was able to see. So don't think that you're so good. All you are a fanatic. And all you fanatics, I hope you make it. It ain't up to me whether you get in there or not. But I hope you make it. Because some of the stuff that y'all do is nasty. But you want to condemn a man that's trying to save souls Okay, what he did was wrong. All right, let's move on. It don't have to be national news. But as soon as someone mess up, we want to make we want to bring their mess up to the table. At least he was trying to do something for Christ. At least he was trying. What are you trying to do for Christ? And that's all I got to say about that. And no, I'm not condoning no one spitting on anybody. But what I said was the act that he was trying, Jesus spit on somebody so they could see. And sometimes, and I'm just speaking from my own personal opinion, maybe this is what gets me in trouble a lot. Someone had to spit in my eye so I could see my dirt. And I didn't like it. And what I try to do, I'll come back and throw something up in their face that they did. Because they're hurting me by throwing up my dirt in my face. So I try to fight it. This is what people in the church, this is what fans do. You spit on me, I'm going to spit right back on you. But now I got clear vision. I can see. And when someone trying to tell you something to try to help you and try to get you to see clearer, we want to say they spitting in our face. No. No. That's the way you want to look at it. That's the way you interpret it. The way the Lord interpreted it, no, you need to see. You can't see everything that's going on around you. You can't see that these little people that you hanging around causing you to sin. That's the reason. You can't see that you being a follower and not a leader because you're leading behind somebody else. Oh, if they don't call your name, you got an attitude. You need to be spit on to see your nasty ways, to clean up your nasty ways. I hope I'm making sense because I'm not advocating anyone to be spit on. But sometimes you need to look at what that spit represents spiritually. Spiritually. This person couldn't see. And Jesus spit so he could see. Now, that don't mean I won't go spit on my wife's eyes so she could see something. But if she came to me with something that I was doing that was wrong, listen to what I'm saying. And I'm just using us as an example because I can do this. And this has happened. And telling me what I'm doing, looking at me in my face, telling me what I'm doing is wrong, or you shouldn't do that, or you shouldn't do that. And sometimes I don't listen. She can't spit in my face and tell me, no. That's not. And she got this going on. That's where we get wrong. And that's all what I'm saying is as believers. And I listened to that man's sermon, and it was good all the way up to that point. And I've done it too. Maybe he took it a step too far. But at the same time, I'm just listening to how everyone is jumping on this man, and they didn't miss the whole message.
I wish people would listen to the whole message.
I had people come up to me last time I preached, and I said, preached about, and I wanted to use a cuss word, ain't this some ship? And people wanted to chastise me for that, for using that word. Then another mega preacher said the same sermon, and now they wanted to put him on the same bar. And I'm like, wow. And they almost had me. Until I saw someone else do the exact same message to try to bring you down because they thinking in their mindset. But if you come looking for an issue, you'll find something. If you look at any, you might find, oh, I may have misquoted this. I may have said this. I'm not on a large scale, but I got people on a small scale that will boom. And all I'm going to say is this. Some of y'all do need to have some spit on y'all. So y'all can see your own self. And I said it. I ain't going to do it. Hopefully the Holy Spirit can do it, and you know what I'm talking about. But with that being said, just let me say this before we get out of here. I want to thank all those that tuned in and listened tonight. I want to thank my co-host, Ms. Kay, next Monday. And every other Monday, she'll be going solo. I won't be on every Monday, but we do have some And I'm not going to say it all right now because we do have some changes. We have some more things going on that if you want to hear more word during the week and you just want to dial the number, we are going to be putting other services on during the midweek. If you want to take a lunch at 12 and listen to the word of God, we're going to have stuff available throughout the week along with our normal schedule as well. We're just working on some things. So I'm not going to say everything tonight, but through social media and through my platforms, you'll be hearing more of what Chaos is going to be bringing to the table, because it's all going to be word-based from here into the end of the year. We're just going to just do what God has called us to do and use this platform to get his word out. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to turn it over to Kay, and she's going to dismiss us. Thank everyone for listening tonight. We really do appreciate you. And my wife did say we both had COVID, but we are about 99.9% better. And we'll be back out hitting the streets this weekend. So you'll see us in church, Lord willing, and we're good to go. And I'm done. So go ahead and take us home, and if I missed anything, and just so I'm reminded, don't forget to give out the email that we have. Okay.
I'm already on. I do right. also want to ask everybody to lift up Mario Hemphill. He lost his wife, Peggy Hemphill, due to COVID on last week, and we actually had Mario and Peggy on one of our Monday night shows. We met them at a marriage retreat on last year. Great, great, awesome couple. And, you know, they have blessed hands massage, and his wife did some other things. But she ended up passing away last week. So I ask that you all pray for Mario as well as their family members. This is kind of like a woe situation. And just don't take life for granted. Don't take life for granted, because, you know, stuff is happening really fast. I'm going to give out our email if you have any prayer requests, if you have any testimonies, if you have some questions, you want to ask questions, you need some guidance on some things. Also, I'm going to give you the email. It's going to be to our church. It's ptcforchrist@gmail.com. That's P for praise, T for tabernacle, C for church, the number 4, I believe, it's F-O-R, I believe, at gmail.com. So ptcforchrist@gmail.com. I'm going to come back and make sure I did that correctly. But I believe that is the email. We also have Bible study on tomorrow, same phone number, same time, 7 p.m. Praise Tabernacle Church will be doing Bible study. On Wednesday at 8 a.m., we do have Ms. Vanessa that comes on for Vent Break. So if you want to tune in during that service. We have other services. Derek, did you want to mention the Saturday and Sunday time?
Yes. On Wednesday at 9 p.m., you have Watchmen on the Wall, Elder George Bizarre out of Warren, Ohio. On Saturday, you have Spiritual Sense of Life, the overseer Timothy Jackson out of Dallas, Texas. And then on Sunday, we have Praise Tabernacle Church Sunday morning at 9 a.m., Bishop Omar Zachary and family. Also at Sunday at 5 p.m., you have Elder Bazaar again with Watchmen on the Wall at 5 p.m. end time teaching. And again, tomorrow night, mm-hmm. Praise Tabernacle Bible study is at 7 p.m. Everything is same website, same phone number. Sunday morning is at 9 a.m., Wednesday at 8 a.m., and Wednesday night at 9 p.m., and Saturday at 7 p.m.
All right. I'm going to actually give that email out again. Thank you, Sister Kenya. It is PTCFORCHRIST ptchrist@gmail.com. So that's ptchrist@gmail.com. All right. So if nothing else, I'm going to go ahead and close this out. Lord Jesus, we thank you for tonight. We pray that something was said that pricks the heart of your people. We pray that we were not in the way. We pray that someone is deciding to make a difference, a change in their life. We pray that someone plans to pick up their word, draw a little closer to you. Lord, we thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for your divine intervention in our lives. We thank you for your spirit that leads and guides us. We ask that you continue to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We ask that you continue to order our steps. Let your will be done in our life. Anything that's not of you, Lord, we need you at this time. We need you to remove anything that's not like you. We need you right now, Lord, like we've never needed you before. Help us, Lord, in those areas that we need help in. Lord, you know what's going on secretly. You know what's going on that nobody else knows about, those issues that are in our hearts, those things that we deal with on a daily basis, the times when we feel like we can't make it, the things that overwhelm us, Lord. You know what those things are. We are crying out to you right now, Lord Jesus. Situation, help us in this circumstance. Help us if we need a financial miracle. We ask that you help lead the way. Show us how to do things. Show us how to be good stewards of what you give us. We ask that you just continue to let your spirit flow through us, not just for us to sit in it, Lord. We need to be able to not only do things for ourselves, but to do things for others, to draw other people unto you, because it's about you. It's not about us. Everything that we do, we ask that you get the glory, that you be edified. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Until we meet again, you all have a blessed, blessed week. Stay safe and keep the Lord first. Amen. Good night, everybody.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going.